Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Most coordinators, they look at you statistically, see how people are trying to attack you, and it's a copycat league. And until we stop it, that's what we're going to see. I have the utmost faith in our ability to do that. It's got to start this week, and we got to start the game faster. That's really been a theme for us. I thought we had an op in New England on fourth down to get off the field. We didn't. Really probably the same thing in Indy. I think it was a fourth down conversion that led to the extended drive. And then Buffalo, we gave a touchdown too. So fortunately, Jack turned the tides, but we had about an inch to work with. So we gotta be able to start faster in these games.
Anthony Weaver there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Miami Dolphins set to hit the road, man, tomorrow for Sunday game against Carolina Panthers. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joins us. Perk, as I say good morning to you right off the bat, I thought you had a little Tyreek Hill hangover. As you said, it didn't look good with Tyreek Hill out for this team, losing Tyreek Hill. And it is the first time in 4 years that we know there will be no Tyreek Hill for these last 12 games.
Joe, I'm not optimistic about this offense. I hope that they do well. I really do. But, you know, the truth is, as you know, I always say this offense is built on two things, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. In the 2023 and 24 season, the Dolphins were 11-0 when Tyreek had 100 or more yards, 7-17 when he had 99 or fewer. So I want to see how Mike McDaniel evolves this offense without Tyreek. Are they going to try to force the deep pass? Are they going to go to that dink and dunk from last year? Do you rely on Devon Achane more? He's got a lot of options. Mike is a creative guy. Let's see what happens. But I've got to be convinced that this offense can be successful without Tyreek.
So, and by the way, very fair. I agree with you. Very, very fair about some of that. But I thought Mike called one of his best game plans, best games. Yep. And what he put in, rolling out, I think it's going to be more of that style, which did not call for Tyreek Hill to run deep last week, just 10 yards, 11 yards a catch, and keep the chains moving, and two outside the pocket, and a more of a commitment to the running game. Don't you think we saw a little bit of what their game plan is for the rest of the year last week?
I hope so. 31 runs and 25 passes. We saw Achane 20 carries for 99 yards. Like you said, we saw Tua rolling out a lot to his left. You know, the right side of that offensive line is still a work in progress. It's kind of a, you know, guess who's playing right guard this week game there at right guard. Larry Borum is there at right tackle instead of Austin Jackson. So, you know, rolling Tua, if you're going to roll him out, it makes sense to roll him to the left. That's the stronger side of the offensive line, and that's his, you know, he's a left-handed quarterback, so it makes a lot more sense to roll him out to the left. But, you know, Joe, you've got Darren Waller there, too, now. And so, you know, you,
what a
you,
great story. Not a,
yeah, yeah. And it's not an all or nothing deal with the pass where you either have to do dink and dunk or you have to go deep. Waller is there for the intermediate pass. He's got his size that he can use in situational football. So third down, red zone, goal line. You know, we saw that last week. So, yeah, there are options. I really want to see what Mike McDaniel does. Yep. He's a creative guy. He I think he got stuck on relying on Tyreek a little bit too much. And now that Tyreek's not an option, I do think his creativity will be forced to show itself a lot more. So I'm very interested to see what Mike comes up with.
Well, I'll tell you what, a target, though. Like nobody's business having a 6'6 guy down there in the red zone or, as you said, inside the 10-yard line or close to the goal to be able to throw it up. And, boy, right off the bat, he threw one up high for him in the back of the end zone that just looked so good. So, Omar got going about, like, ready to fire all the rookies on the defensive line and bring in Christian Wilkins. And, you know, he went Omar on me just totally out there with some crazy-ass stuff that he says. I don't even know if Christian Wilkins healthy enough to play, nor do I think he wants to come here right now, nor do the Dolphins probably want him. They're going to keep playing, and they need to keep playing these young guys. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, me and Omar in that media room, we go at it.
Yes,
you do. We go, me and Omar, it's a show in itself, which you know, me and Omar covered the Dolphins together for 6 years at the Sentinel. So it's all friendly, but we go at it. But yeah, you've got to stick with the youth movement, right? Because, and as a matter of fact, that's what I'm writing about the youngsters for my column today that, look, you made this commitment to youth in the trenches, right? Like last year, you drafted Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul. This year, Kenneth Grant and Jonas Abayinaya. I know that they're not off to a great start as a group. Patrick Paul has been outstanding.
Yep.
The other three are struggling, but it's a small sample size. Even looking at Chop with his 17 and 421 game sample size. That's a small sample size when you talk about a career, Joe. So you've got to commit to them. And I heard you yesterday. I agree with you. You can't go into next season. You can't bench Kenneth Grant and go into next season saying, boy, I wonder if our first round pick can play. He's got to play all 17 games. You've got to figure it out. And here's the other thing, Joe, as you know, if you talk to these young players, they will tell you that the improvement that you make between your first and second years is a big one.
Absolutely.
Going into your rookie year, you're not training for football in the offseason. You're training for the combine. You're training for 40-yard dash and shuttle run and bench press. That next season, you actually get to work on football. And we saw that with Patrick Paul. And, you know, you get to do football things, knowing the playbook. You can do football-specific drills and exercises. So I do think that there's reason to believe that even if Kenneth Grant has a rough rookie year, you could see a jump going into his second year.
So the only thing I would add to that is if you got a guy that just flat out, like we had a couple of pass rushers over the last 10 or 15 years that did lose their confidence and they were shot. Nothing was working and they went into a funk to the point of, I'm guessing, even touched on mental health. Well, they did. And so if it was one of those situations, but outside of that, these guys look like fighters to me. Jordan Phillips, Kenneth Grant, Savannah, they look like they're fighters, man. They're going to fight through this. They get it. The team stayed behind them. They're working with them. Hey, man, it's like they're playing against the best team in the college football every week now that you're playing pros. You get good players every week. And I know there is more pressure on Kenneth Grant. And look, you took one of the top defensive tackles when you grabbed him. And the number one thing I heard about him was stopping the run.
Yep.
And it hasn't happened, and there's a little more pressure on him. I do agree, but I'm not giving up on him. I'm with you, Perk.
No, and you know what? There's even a little potential we see beyond the guys you mentioned. Jason Marshall Jr., he's out with a hamstring, but he was in there playing some nickel. Dante Trader, you know, we seen him out there on some special teams and from scrimmage. So, you know, just give these guys some time. I know that the Cam Smith thing didn't work out, and they kind of snuck that under the radar.
Good timing on it, though. Pretty good timing with it, right? All right, now's the time to let him go. Get him out of here.
Exactly. exactly.
Yeah, no, we laughed about
but
that.
But I do like that they decided to go with this youth movement. Who knows if it works out? But you couldn't continue spending on players like Tyreek and Chubb and Teron Armstead.
Not
with no
happen.
Playoff victories to show for it.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Jaylen Waddle. Now the number one dude. No one A, no one B. You are the best receiver on this team. Nothing against all the other guys. I think they got some nice pieces that can help Mike and Tua. But this about a guy that was a high number one pick now getting a chance to be the big dog. What should we expect from Jaylen Waddle and what Mike can do for him with Tua and the extra time they spent together this offseason while Tyreek was injured?
Well, I think you hit on it when you said what Mike can do for him, right? Because we saw Jaylen Waddle as a number one receiver as a rookie and his second year. If I'm not mistaken, he had a rookie record or a two-year record for reception.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he was 1,000 yards both seasons. But you can't just leave him out there on an island, right? You can't just say, okay, you're our best receiver. Go out there and do damage. You've got to figure out how to utilize Devon Achane, who had 78 receptions. You've got to make the defense think, oh, they could also go to Achane. You got Waller. You got NWI, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, another big receiver. You got Malik Washington in the slot.
Yeah.
You've got to make all of these guys a threat while keeping Jaylen Waddle your top threat. And that makes Jaylen Waddle better. But you can't just leave Waddle out there on an island and let defenses know we're going waddle, and you know, then they double cover him and he never gets open. So to me, the first part of this is up to Mike McDaniel. How do you scheme this up? And then it's going to be up to Jaylen Waddle to become the threat that he was his rookie year and his second year.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what's amazing? Remember how concerned we were like a month and a half, 2 months ago about the cornerback position, and all of a sudden, Jack Jones and Rasul Douglas are playing really well, really well. Tackling, creating takeaways, turnovers, and then on top of that, their coverage has been really good. These two guys can still play, especially in Coach Weaver's system.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was my column today, and look, I'm not saying that these guys are going to be Pro Bowlers. None of them are going to be Pro Bowlers, but they're doing a better job than we thought. They're exceeding expectations. Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones, and now you got Cornell Armstrong coming through in the slot because Kader Kohu got injured. I mentioned Jason Marshall Jr. got injured. I like what Weave is doing at the fifth defensive back. Sometimes he'll bring in Dante Trader. Sometimes it's Cornell Armstrong. Sometimes they do the three safety thing, right, with Minka Fitzpatrick, Ashton Davis, and Ify Milifonwu. So I like what's going on overall with Weave in the secondary. We knew they were going to be a weakness. Let's just say it. We knew they were going to be a weakness, but those quarterbacks, who I thought was going to be the number one weakness on the team, they have not been that. To me, the front seven has been the biggest disappointment. They haven't been the biggest weakness, but they've been the biggest disappointment. I like what those corners have done. Jack Jones made, to this point, that might be plays. The Dolphins' play of the year, right?
Absolutely. I
mean, you save a touchdown in a 27-21 win that you badly needed. That's a huge play. So I like what I've seen from those corners. Again, I'm not saying that they're Pro Bowl caliber, but they are definitely not a disappointment to this point through four games.
You feel good about the matchups with Carolina, who's got a ton of their own problems after what just happened in New England. You feel pretty good about this game, or is this another dogfight?
I think it's a dogfight. I really do. I feel good about the Dolphins winning. But I think it's going to be a close game because it's a road game. It is a game without Tyreek, your first game without Tyreek. And you're almost comparable opponents from what we've seen. Now, we know that Carolina is 1-3, but all three of those losses have been on the road. They beat Atlanta 30-0.
Yeah,
that was their only home game. Yeah, they beat them up. So you've got to pay attention to that. But I think the Dolphins are good enough to get this victory. And I mean, Joe, they've got to get this victory. You can't give that Jets victory back and fall down to 1-4. You need to assert yourself and build some confidence and kind of let the league know we still beat up on bad teams. Like, you can't just think that we're going to be a cakewalk just because we don't have Tyreek. The Dolphins do still have talent, Joe. But these guys, they've got to kind of buck up and show what they're going to be. And I do point to that front seven as the area that needs the most improvement. We saw Tua have his best game last week. So he's on the, you would like to think.
He did. He had a nice bounce back. You're right.
Step up. He did. He had a very nice bounce back.
I thought, Mike, his play action fakes were fantastic. I mean, he got my eyeballs a couple of times last week on that. Good throws, good decisions, no turnovers. All that stuff was great. Hey, Chris, thanks, man. Always nice having you. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, we'll do it again.
No, none of the – I did all that stuff yesterday, and Omar's taking shots at your personal life, and I'm not
– I heard it.
Oh, you did.
Believe me, I heard it, and I saw Omar down at Dolphins. So, I heard the whole thing. Yeah, Bo shipping in, I heard it.
Bo's a bad guy, too. He was trying to get him going. And I got to tell you, Bo's a bad man. When you see him go, Bo, you're a bad guy. You try to instigate and get Omar going, who – By the way, he showed me a picture of the girl he's with. That thing, that's not looking good, man. I hope she's not listening, but that's not looking good. That's not good.
Yeah, I had some success last weekend, Joe. I might go out tonight. We'll see. One of my boys is playing in a band up in Fort Lauderdale. But the rain might keep everybody in. So we'll see. But I might go out and take a few swings, take a few.
You know what? You know, we'll a couple see. Old school come up to, and you know, you're like me in the old days, not now, of course. But, a little no occasionally, and no, I don't want you to buy me a drink. And my friend and I were talking, and could you leave, please? Those never bothered me. Those never got in my way. Perk, thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you later. Perk, you're a fighter, man. There's no question about it. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.